Good Morning Cybertron is a podcast intended for adults and is not suitable for those under the age of 18. Viewer discretion is advised.
I'm Paul Eiting, and Good Morning Cybertron is scientifically proven to be the best Transformers podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, Cybertron!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Good Morning Cybertron. I am your host, Scott. I'm not wearing a hat. My wife is not here. I am completely out of sorts. My life has been a living hell. So I'm going to take a very backseat approach to this. And I'm just going to even have fun with it tonight. I'm just going to be in a nice little coma for a little while. And my buddy over here, this dude over here, this is my good buddy Kyle. Kyle's from the South. Most people down there are racist, but he's just a little bit. Not the huge amount. How you doing, Kyle?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Fucking Mexicans.
I don't know what the fuck that accent was supposed to be.
It was like you hit the demo on the accent machine at the store. It's just all at once, all of them at the same time.
It's, say the word oil.
I heard
people in Alabama they say oil.
Oil.
Like it's got like one syllable.
Like the way the fucking Californians say almonds. Go ahead, say almonds, Xavier, you fucking Californian Mexican.
Neural net processor.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. I've accidentally trained my cat. My cat now sees me talking at the computer, and he thinks it's time for lovin's. Oh.
Well, you gonna love him?
I'm gonna love him. Can I have a? I've had a bad week, and this dude has kept me company. Can I have a headbutt? You have a little headbutt? Oh, he's not giving me a headbutt. No headbutts? No headbutts. I don't get a headbutt.
No.
Now he's just a fucking drama queen. All the way from northern South Canada, it's Thomas. How you doing, buddy?
Fascinating.
All right.
All right. There it is.
A lot warmer right now here than it normally is this time of year.
Yeah, we got the same thing here. It's 41 degrees in Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. We got like a little over 2 weeks of extreme cold in January, and then it just stopped.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, I get that.
That's not normal.
I'm just going to go ahead and condense everything here. Buy a t-shirt, go to Toy Run. I don't have the energy for it this week. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Toy Run good.
Toy Run good. T-shirt, not naked.
Bad?
No, t-shirt good. T-shirt good too.
T-shirt good? T-shirt good.
My week, bad. My week, bad.
Transformer, good?
Although, I gotta say, my little 3D printed IG-88 turned out fantastically.
Oh, cool! You did that. Made one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a fairly. That's a, like a high, fairly high detail character. Like,
yeah.
So, how'd the printer handle it?
Fantastic! I didn't even do it like one piece at a time. I printed it all in one chunk. Right.
But does it sound like Taika Waititi?
Oh, that's IG-11. I've already printed one of him out. So I have an IG-11 already. This is IG-88.
I absolutely love the origin story of the IG units in Star Wars. Did you ever read the extended universe origins of those things?
Let's
Don't
build
they have, an, like, souls or something?
Yeah. Let's build an assassin droid. Immediately kills all the scientists so they can't turn it off.
Like, yeah, they made a batch of them, and, like, within, like, 30 seconds of turning them on, they killed everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. And all the way from Texas, it's Walter. Oh, kitty. Duanis Perez says, hello, all people, and that one raccoon who thinks he's passing. I thought you guys didn't know. Dwayne Marsh says, I made it. Good morning, Cybertronians. Crossbones Koopa says, boiled dinner. Join me. Cold is like the bitty. It make you strong, Thomas. And Belusha says, I don't really think it's morning where you are. We're, like, I'm in Pennsylvania, and Kyle's in Alabama. Xavier's in California. Thomas is in British Columbia. Walter's in Texas. We couldn't all get morning. We couldn't all get in the morning if we tried, man. We are all over the Fargan place. It used to be morning.
Also, I've been working graveyard shifts for about 15 years now. What the fuck even is morning anymore?
Yeah, whenever you get into that.
I remember that.
9 a.m.? I didn't even know that time existed. What have you fuckers been keeping from me?
Honestly, we did it for the child tax credit because we got the good morning title only because Holson was our sole podcaster that was able to do it in the morning. It was like, look, he does it. Can we have some tax credit, please?
Yeah, yeah.
My circadian rhythm never recovered from sleep from doing night shift.
Yeah, same here.
I sometimes can't remember what day it is.
Yeah.
I think I might be genetically predisposed to night shifts. I think I've got that night watch gene in me.
I think I do, too, because right now I wake up at 6:45 every morning. I'll go to bed about 10:30. And then Friday, I don't start getting sleepy until about 2:30 in the morning. And I mean, it's so easy for me to switch over to that night.
Oh.
Really fucking difficult for me to switch back.
That also happens to me on a semi-monthly basis. You know, I always end up swapping over to night for some reason.
Brandon,
Scott, if I may recommend, maybe you could probably get one of those neural chips in your head that Elon's been so generously putting in people to help you sleep.
Nah, I'm good. Don't need
that. It has a built-in alarm clock, AM and FM.
You know what? If the week keeps going like it is, and I lose my fucking, I lose the ability to use my hands and feet. Maybe then I'll swap a Neuralink into me. But my boss has three Teslas. And if the Neuralink is twice as good as those Teslas, I don't want him in me. It's that motherfucker.
Three Teslas, though.
He's got.
That's a playing around money.
He's got three Teslas, and he's got a Cybertruck on the way.
Oh, no, not a Cybertruck.
And I'll tell you what. Usually my boss is a little bit of a jerk, but today he actually saw. Well, Tuesday after everything went down, I told the boys, everybody here but Walter knows what happened. That being said, prayers for Ariana. Prayers for Ariana. She's not at home right now. Ariana is in hospital, and that's as far as I'll go with it. But my boss looked at me and he goes, you know, even after all these years of knowing you, I still think you're Superman. Because, you know, he's really impressed with everything that I can do and how much I care about people. He goes, I still think you're Superman. And I said, I still think you're Batman, dude. Because you're just as strong as I am, except you have money. You know, and I walked out the door.
And you made sure to cut a wet fart before you slammed it behind you.
Right into his face. Blew his hair back. But no, he's got his Cybertruck on the way. And
what an asshole. About, one more and he's got enough to make Menasor.
About, no, my God. Tesla sour. But the Model X he has, I swear to you, that car is in the garage every month for something. He's got, I think it's a 2017 Model X, and every month it's something. And you can't just take it to Al's Garage, you know, in Johnstown. You have to take it to the Tesla dealership, the closest of which is Pittsburgh. So, I mean, it's like, it's like you have to drive a broken car an hour and a half. That's fantastic.
And we all know how Kyle feels about Pittsburgh and machines.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Since it's a battery with wheels, that battery don't work, you ain't driving it.
oddly enough, here's the things that go wrong with it. The suspension. The suspension in that fucker is shit.
I would imagine that the suspension in Teslas wear out pretty quickly because the battery is extraordinarily heavy compared to a normal car.
I mean the thing is just zoom. And I see Crossbones down there. First of all, he says prayers. Thank you very much. But Crossbones says I'll stick to gas powered over gas electric. I'll tell you what, Crossbones, I drove a Hyundai Kona. A Hyundai Kona electric vehicle. That fucker was great. So my suggestion is, you know, wait until like you can get like a Hyundai Kona electric. That thing was fantastic. I'd drive that sucker all day long as opposed to the Tesla.
I gotta say,
you can see the train behind me. You can see the train in the window.
I think I spotted it.
Yeah.
But,
is that riding? Yeah.
But yeah. I gotta say, hybrids, I guess they are generally pretty good, but the thing, they can't handle extreme weather conditions.
Hey, never have, shut up. I want to see this robot.
The one that we got a hybrid here, and when there was that humongous, like, it was like a week and a half cold snap in January, and it got really, really cold for about 5 days, like -35, -38.
Mm-hmm.
And the starter mechanism for that vehicle has a separate battery from the like, there's a main battery and then there's a smaller secondary battery for starting it.
Yeah.
The smaller secondary battery blew up because of the cold.
Now, here's the thing. And then we're going to get back to Transformers here after this. For as much as I don't like the Teslas, and we get some pretty cold temperatures here in Pennsylvania. He's never had a problem starting it in the cold. Never had a problem starting it in the cold. Anyway, going back over to the chat, Brandon Callanan says, hello, little chuggoids who live in my phone. Hello. Giga Twin says, are we talking about the undercover snake men? Belucius, 1 a.m. here. Am I amazing or on Cybertron? Belucius, you're fucking both, and don't ever forget it. You're an amazing Cybertronian. Dewana says, nah, Giga Twin, snake men aren't real. They're Furbies in a trench coat. Crossbones Koopa, I'm seeing the light of 3D printers. Did you see the vid I sent of the 80s Gigantor that was printed? I didn't see the vid yet. I saw a picture from it, though. It did look good. Dwayne Marsh says, I hope she'll be all right. I'm sure she will. Crossbones Koopa says, prayers. Wolf1701 says, I am the train. Dewas Perez says, hey, Blunghole, you only have the chat showing, so you're missing a few messages. Oh, shit. Top messages. Thank you, Dewanis. Thank you, Dewanis. Hello. Let's see here. Boiled Dinner, join me. Who did I miss here? Who did I miss? Dwayne Morris, prayers. Stick to gas powered. Dwayne Marsh says, Teslas are utter shite. Dewanis, thank you so much. Thank you so, so much for getting that live chat up there. I think I got everyone now. Moving on, let's talk about the leaks. Holy shit, did we have the leaks. Like a veritable urinals worth of news. JT Prime 17, leaker extraordinaire, put it out that he is retiring. From leaking, but you know,
moving
this
on
is
to sounding.
I guess so. I
God
guess so.
Damn it!
But we were inundated JT, I don't think this is his last bit, because Brandon even says here, we may have more listings in a little under an hour tonight. So we're this will probably get updated as we go along here. But we have leaks. Deluxe TF1 B127, Deluxe DEV Optimus Prime, Deluxe Transformers 7 Double Punch, Deluxe Transformers 3 Hatchet, Deluxe Movie 6 Bumblebee, Deluxe 86 Perceptor, that is a package refresh, Deluxe TF1 Starscream, Deluxe Transformers 3Q, Deluxe 86 Bone Crusher, Deluxe 86 Jazz, Deluxe 86 Scavenger, Deluxe WFC Autobot Soldier, Deluxe Transformers 4 Widowmaker, more concept art toys.
Oh.
Yeah, Widowmaker was that sexy. Deluxe War for Cybertron Skywarp, Deluxe Transformers 7 Optimus Prime Package Refresh, Deluxe WFC Ironhide. Thank you for getting a few WFC toys that haven't had figures yet. That's a Voyager Ironhide, by the way. Deluxe, Voyager TF1 Voyager. Sentinel Prime. Voyager Thundercracker from War for Cybertron. Voyager 86 Scrapper and Mixmaster. Series Leader Transformers 7, holy shit, Ape Link.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, that's what we wanted.
Leader Transformers 4 Optimus Prime. Leader Transformers 3 Shockwave Package Refresh. Leader 86 Grimlock Package Refresh. That, my friend, was JT Prime's link. And then there's more. But let's talk about these leaks. I think the exciting thing for most people is going to be that it seems like we're getting a Studio Series Devastator.
Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
But this is like damn. This is going to be Devastator. This is going to be like actual Devastator. This is
going to be good, is what you mean.
Yeah,
this isn't going to be the Bay version of the you need to get a special order in to get the fucking balls attached version of Devastator. Yeah. This is your classic lime green Devastator.
It's not going to be the giant robot Zool dog from Ghostbusters made of heavy equipment.
Right?
Because that's what that thing
Gorilla
was.
Bob. Yeah, it is. That's a good point.
That was just Zool made out of equipment.
Yeah.
Fucking sucked regardless because it still couldn't kill one Autobot when it sucked it up. Like, Skids and Mudflap survived being sucked up into its maw. And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Remember.
Annoying-ass motherfuckers should have died there, and yet one of them managed to punch through the side of his, like, Devastator's face?
The two Autobots that weren't smart enough to stay combined beat Devastator.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't at least one of them have a great big power fist thing, so it kind of makes sense.
They both did.
They both did. It was like each one had one on the either side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Skids had a big right fist, and Mudflap was a lefty.
But yet they were the combined IQ of a potato.
Yeah.
And somehow survived being destroyed by Devastator.
Mm-hmm. Am I the only one that thinks the twins should have been Sideswipe and Sunstreaker?
How dare you solve their name?
Yeah. Not those two twins specifically, but a Sideswipe and Sunstreaker. A Sideswipe that has a personality trait besides owns a jetpack would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Optimus crashed to Earth.
Did you say Sunstreaker? Because, like, I mean, there's also racist against humans Sunstreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Sunstreaker, Master of the Insecticon, Sunstreaker. Like IDW gave Sunstreaker plenty of personality.
Where's my fucking weaponizer, Bob?
Oh, yeah. That'd be a great one.
At the very least, a core class Bob.
Yeah.
That really should have happened, yes.
I mean, if you can do my first blaster, you can do a Bob.
Yeah.
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 Give me a three-pack of Bob, Doc, and Buster.
Yes, those three needed some recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Like
was Bob,
actually,
was Bob generic, or did he look like
the
one
whole
of the
effort of making a new Bob? Just take the little Titans Returns Repugnus, like the little like $5 one, and then just drop a new head and new shell on him.
Kyle, you were saying, buddy, what's up?
Was Bob just a generic Insecticon, or was he based off one of the three?
He was just a generic, and we never saw him transform into anything.
Yeah. And he seemed to have the intelligence of a dog, roughly.
Yeah. Although that was most of the Insecticons in IDW, except for the primary trio.
I'm very concerned that the TF1 listing has his name as B-127.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think in the movie he's gonna be called B-127, and then he goes, but people just call me Bumblebee, because that's how you do that.
I don't fucking care one way or another. It is just another goddamn Bumblebee. Like, I am elated, over the moon, with our final, like, actual getting a proper 86 movie studio series Devastator. Yes! There's also, like, several Bumblebees. Fucking kill me!
For me,
yeah,
holy
hell.
Widowmaker. Widowmaker. That!
That looks awful.
Yeah. No, I think Widowmaker looks fucking great.
Actually awful. I know.
Is she one of the female predators crossbred with an alien?
I forget.
I was going to say, she looks like Syl from Species mated with a Cybertronian somehow.
My first impression was infested Kerrigan as a robot.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Wiki.
That one.
There was some story
face lines, like it's gonna open up
the ballerina. Yeah,
I can tell you already, Widowmaker doesn't have her own individual page yet. She was originally a pre-design for Stinger.
Okay. Thank you.
This is like the far off version of the Megan movie franchise spinoff, where it's just like Megan 18. This time she's grown up and serious.
I'll tell you, she
has a scorpion tail.
I'll tell you what. I know there is one guy that is just fucking fuming right now, because over in the Radicon Customs, about 3 days ago, I saw some dude made his own custom Widowmaker, and he put so much fucking here Saturday at 11:52 p.m. Well before the leaks come out, this dude made his own Widowmaker from Transformers 4. He took, like, the scorpion dude here and sculpted the face. And there's, like, you know, there's the pre-sculpt, the titties. And then he got rid of the face and put, like, a better face on it. And he made a pretty damn decent custom Widowmaker. It's pretty good.
Well,
and
you know
then,
what? Good on him.
And then, I've seen other toys, honest to God, release toys that didn't look as close to the artwork or, you know, the final design as than this does. This looks pretty good. This looks pretty good. And then all of a sudden, oh, don't worry, we're going to make one. This dude has got... I would be so pissed. I'd be so pissed. I could have waited 4 days and saved myself so much time. But, you know, it looks good. End piece.
I mean, you think it's like he's going to take more pride in the fact that it's like he made pretty much a screen-accurate version of the character, and he didn't skimp out for, like, a store-release version. He's like, you know what? No. I'm fucking proud of mine. This is going to go on the shelf next to my Firebird RC.
I got to see if somebody says anything. You know, she looks incredible. Da 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 da. Monday, this is superb. Oh, this looks awesome. This is some dude. I wonder if you inspired them doing a studio series Widowmaker with this. you know, he's not saying anything. He's not saying anything. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him. I'd be so pissed. I'd be so pissed. God damn.
Now, what I'm looking at this leak list, War for Cybertron, Skywarp, and Thundercracker, they turned around that Starscream real quick. And yet, yeah. In Legacy, we still haven't gotten any repaints of the Armada Starscream.
No, we haven't.
We don't have the Skywarp. We don't have the Ramjet.
There have been a lot of figures that I really thought that we were going to get like some sort of Gen Selects version of already. Yeah. Chief amongst them, I thought for sure we were getting Pack Rat and Fractal. Now we have the new Pterosaur mold. We have the new Rat Trap core class. I thought for sure the same way we had the Botcon 2-pack, Fractal and Pack Rat. I thought for absolute certain we were going to be getting an updated version of those two.
That's just easy money for them.
Yeah.
I don't understand what makes a better Selects release over a store repaint re-release, but it seems like if you've waited this long, just make it a Selects already, because for fuck's sake, like Armada Thundercracker with his head, I think he was the one with the head crest. I missed out on that release.
Thundercracker didn't have the head crest. That was Skywarp and Ramjet.
So that one never got, which, you know, sucks. I wanted them. But now that we do have the Armada mold yet again, yeah, those repaints would be nice because that version is missing from my collection. So fucking give me those versions in some sort of form. Mm-hmm. Selects, story release, what the fuck ever. Just do it. And you're right. Like a wind whistling through the graveyard. There is no response.
Yeah, it's...
Well, I think the reason why nothing's shown up in Selects yet is... It's been posited previously that Selects does have like a limited budget to make their releases with. And for the last 2 years, the Titans have eaten up most of that budget.
Yeah.
Because in the 2 years that we've had Titans in Selects, the Omega Guardian and Black Zarek, we've had like three other Selects come out that year.
As I've understood it, though, wasn't Black Zarek their best-selling Titan ever?
Maybe?
It's a real nice toy.
Yeah.
It is.
It is. I love my Headmaster Scorponok, but when I got Black Zarek and took him out of the box, I just got this, like, I got vibes that I usually only get from certain third-party companies. I was just, this is special.
it's not just, you know, you're getting a good toy out of it, but, you know, there's a history. Nobody really owns a Black Zarek. You own an accident waiting to happen, right?
That's
a toy that you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. That's a toy. Black Zarek is a toy that is so infamously fragile that it just breaks existing. Like there are people that have it that never taken it out of the box. They've treated the box like it's a fucking premature infant. And they go over and they look at it, fuck, it's broken. Like, it just, the fact that reality itself pressing upon it breaks.
Because it breaks down at the chemical level.
Exactly. This is a toy that doesn't want to exist. And now, so many people have the updated version
the
of it. Exactly.
He is as fragile as a wave function.
Exactly. He is, he's a quantum event. Black Zarek exists, a complete unbroken Black Zarek exists for such a short time, it barely can be said to have existed at all.
And that's the thing is, the original toy came in a sealed, in a like closed box with no window.
Mm-hmm.
So until you crack that box open and observe the event, it is literally Schrodinger's Black Zarek.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that, you know what that means? That means if you want an intact Black Zarek, you can never look at it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You are correct. So there's this majesty about it. And then you pull this out, right? And it's that angry red face. You know, that red samurai helmet staring at you.
Yeah.
And you transform the headmaster. And it's like,
and
oh,
he's got
holy
that
shit.
Gash across the chest,
right,
and the
right.
eye patch.
This one comes pre-broken. And, but it's supposed to be. And it's just, and it's 2 foot tall. And it's like, that all that desire to have, at least for me, I can't say this for everybody, of course, but whenever I pulled that up and I sat it on the shelf and he had that fuck you spear, right? He's holding that fuck you spear in his hand, right? He's holding that. And it's like
a spear that is large enough for you to actually use.
Right. All that desire, any desire that I ever had to have Black Zarek, like a genuine G1 Black Zarek, that all dissipated away. And I looked at it and went, okay, I have the superior version.
Yep.
This is exactly
what
I didn't realize I wanted. I'm sorry, go ahead, Walter.
That, and there was a lot of people who were using the Cybertron Dark Scorponok as a stand-in for Black Zarek.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, that's the beauty of Black Zarek.
That one out.
But, yeah, like, and then the Omega Guardian's like, okay, it's neat that it exists. It's nice that you got some use out of that Omega Supreme tooling, but... Then the only other selects we got that year were, I think, what, Breaker, Magnificus, and one other, and Antagony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think so.
And I kind of want to go back to, you know, Earthrise era, where we had, like, at least 20 figures coming out in that line. Although, another theory I've heard on that is stuff that was original, that, you know, originally just went into selects... has now just been making it out into retailer capsules, like the Velocitron and Toxitron lines, or into Buzzworthy multi-packs.
Buzzworthy.
Well, I think Buzzworthy's dead, so...
Is it dead?
Buzzworthy as a brand is itself dead. Target's still going to have exclusive boards.
Yeah, yeah.
That fancy Wheeljack with the space box mode. That's still a Target exclusive. It just doesn't come in the bright yellow
God.
Box anymore.
Who said it's a Target exclusive?
What's that?
Who said it's a Target exclusive?
I did, just now.
2 seconds ago.
And since
source.
Since Walter said it,
oh,
it must be.
My source, Hasbro revealing it at that convention in Singapore a month ago.
It came to me in a dream.
Apparently I missed that.
Called Singapore. Yeah. My dream was called Singapore.
Giga Twin says,
"That's
oh,
a
go ahead.
That's a poetic title for the show, Scott. It came to me in a dream called Singapore. And then
maybe.
When you do, put a little musical note at the end of it.
I actually have it as Schrodinger's Black Zarek right now. But that it may change by the end. It may change by the end of this. It may change. Going over to the chat, Giga Twin says JT will retire when we say he can retire. The community still has been of him, need of him. Crossbones Koopa, holy shit! I want that Fembot because I'm a bad boy. And yes, they're doing Ape Link. Dwayne Marsh says that Ape Link will give me some custom. It'll save me some customization. I'm the only thing I want out of Ape Link is a stovepipe hat and a fake beard because I want to call him Ape Lincoln. Giga
you
Twin,
fucker, you,
Giga fucker. Twin, Giga Twin says 10 is in need of a finger. Crossbones Koopa says, "Holy shit, proper Devastator! I'm so down." Blunghole, do I see a new Mr. Hard Hat from this in your future? Possibly. Wolf 1701 says, "Give me a damn pack rat." Crossbones Koopa says, "I think the Devastator will throw in a prowl head for shits and giggles." I mean, we
oh
can't
God,
throw
that so bad.
Yeah, we can't throw anything out of the out of the bathwater, man. It's possible.
I wouldn't expect the prowl to come out in Studio Series for obvious reasons, but I think once Devastator like finishes, like once Hook and Longhaul come out, maybe in Generations, whatever the next trilogy is. Like Mark just gets that wild hair up his beard and just says, "Here, have a Voyager SUV prowl that can also be a Devastator."
Yeah. He seems like the crazy motherfucker.
And a leader class Lost Light Autobot Megatron who can also be.
Devastator. We've already done the Megatron is a good guy thing with the Autobot emblem, and Mark does seem like the crazy type of guy who would do a reveal via pulling a prowl head out of his beard and slapping it on top of a Devastator.
Don't ask me where I have Rail Racer. I will say this, it's hard to sit. Dwayne Marsh says, stick Schrodinger's cat in a clear box. Then it'll be easy to know the answer. I think you're missing the point, Dwayne. Belucha says, leader, long haul, and Hook, but Hook will be a Voyager with a sub-core prowl headmaster that costs a leader. I mean, that is possible, too. And Dwayne Marsh says, that's a good one, Ape Lincoln. I got a better one for you, Dwayne. Deluxe Insecticons. Not just Deluxe Insecticons. Once again, JT Prime 17 to the fucking rescue. He has revealed listings for the new collab. Project Renaissance is the Transformers Mutant Ninja Transformers Party Wagon.
Nice.
Yeah. The Mayhem, indeed. The Mayhem.
Screen sharing, yes.
I am screen sharing, yes. Mayhem is Voyager Bludgeon, Deluxe Ruckus, a two-pack of Deluxe Chop Shop and Barrage, and then another two-pack of Deluxe Knockout, and Deluxe Windsweeper. Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, Windsweeper. Yeah. Okay, I needed him. I needed Windsweeper.
But we're getting the TMNT, baby.
Yes. I'm excited about that.
Now, I'm really hoping, I'm jazzed for it because the vehicles always seem to be like first generation iterations of the vehicles they do crossovers with. So I really want this to be first animated series Party Wagon with like the big menacing grin. And I know it can't do gimmicks, but for the love of God, give me something with like the pizza launcher gimmick they had.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, I mean, any idea how destructive a disc launcher that fires manhole covers would be?
Yeah, because those are like 300-400 pounds.
If you fired something like that out of a launcher, it would just obliterate whatever it hits.
I don't think a manhole cover is 300-400 pounds, is it?
It's
deadly enough to be that at escape velocity. Fucking if Ukraine had a couple of trillion of those, they'd conquer Russia in a week.
Shit, Ukraine's been knocking planes out of the sky with cardboard drums, dude.
But something like that would go right through a brick wall.
75 to 150 mm-hmm. pounds, still pretty bad. It's not like a frozen pizza wouldn't hurt, but this is.
Also, you have to factor in, like, how powerful the machinery would have to be to propel something back.
Oh, Donatello's already worked that out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll get this, and then we'll fucking
Star Wars line. Even if the projectile itself wasn't 400 pounds, once you get, like, mass plus acceleration factored in, that's going right.
Yeah, I can just imagine, though. It's like, we don't have the technology to fire something that heavy. No, but Krang does. We'll just steal it from him.
I imagine we're still going to get the circus sideshow freak guy who absorbs the blow to his stomach like the cannonball. Is like, I've upgraded from cannonballs to manhole covers.
I love that. I love that gif. The dude, the old black and white thing of like the big fat dude taking a cannonball to the fucking gut. I fucking love that. Because for a while, Bing was giving like the most ridiculous results. And it was the thing where, like, you'd go to Google and go, how do I get an abortion? It would link you to Planned Parenthood. You do the same thing over in Bing, it would just be that gif of the fat dude getting a cannonball to the gut.
That would do it.
Yeah, that would.
Yeah, but you could
Are you a woman, or is your woman built like a brick shithouse? Good news, there's a quick, easy fix for your abortion problem.
Why would you spend the money to find a cannon when you could get the same result by getting into a fight with a kangaroo?
because you hate Australia.
Because the cannon's only going to hit you once.
Sometimes, in America, at least, a cannon is easier to get a hold of than planes to Australia.
Find a mule.
Cannonball.
Where am I going to find a Mexican smuggling drug at this time of night?
Here we go. Cannonball. There it is. There's your at-home abortion. Fuck. Oh, yeah. It really is. Man, what happened to the days of these entertainers? Can you?
We upgraded to porn.
Can you imagine when Frank
costs went up?
Frank, here's what I do. I picture Frank Richards going into a talent agent, and like the talent agent goes, "Hey, buddy, what's your gimmick? What's your act?" And he goes, "I will go anywhere at any time, and take a cannonball to the gut." And I think the talent agent goes, that's fucking amazing. Yeah, yeah. And I'll do it for $500. $500 every time, right? And I gotta see this. And, like, sets up the cannon.
God.
Frank Richards is there. Boom! Right to the fucking gut. Knocks down, stands up, goes, ta-da! And I will do that anywhere at any time for $2,000. Well, what happened to $500? That was before I tried it. That fucking hurt, man. God.
I think what happened to those entertainers is, one, healthcare costs went up, so going to the hospital for internal bleeding after taking a cannonball to the gut got a lot more expensive.
I pissed
probably
blood.
Probably more than the carnival sideshows were willing to pay.
I pissed blood for 3 weeks after
and
this.
And secondly... A lot of those people who take cannonballs to the gut are now on OnlyFans and Pornhub.
Talking about your daily dose of iron.
My fucking toilet bowl looks like a bottle of Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah.
The other name for a cannon, a hernia factory.
Oh, my God. But, I used to love going to see freak shows as a kid. I'm old enough to have gone to see the freak shows, and you had, like, just, like, fucking... I remember going to a freak show whenever I was a kid, and they had like a two-headed snake, and they had like a cow with six legs, you know, and then they had like, you know, the tattooed man, the bearded lady, they had midgets. You're not even allowed to say midget anymore, and that's sad. Yep. Yeah, that's as bad as the N-word. No, it's not. We're saying midget. We're not. We're not saying the other word. Shit.
Yeah, right, people aren't going around saying that the word, you know, saying the M word instead of the word midget.
No, yeah. They say midget.
Yeah.
They say the midget, saying midget is as bad as saying the N word, but you just said midget.
I'm going to say this.
Your logic fails.
I'm not happy that the collab has Knockout with Windsweeper. But if Knockout just turns to be like a plastic figure of Frank Cannonball Richards, I'm okay with that. All of a sudden, it becomes the
Cannonball reprint.
It becomes the best two pack ever.
Cannonball Knockout.
I'm really excited for. I'm excited and trepidatious for Chop Shop and Barrage, because number one,
Chop Shop and Barrage.
Could we get a Venom?
Like that's the convenience that doing both of those Insecticons in one box.
Right. Yeah. Chop Shop and Barrage. If this is just a simple repaint of Shrapnel and Bombshell.
Bombshell.
I don't know if I'm gonna want this. You know, but like if you give me
I would say at the very least.
Go ahead, dude.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say if
I would
if...
say at the very least expect.
That was the best fucking laugh I've got all week, man. Walter, after you.
I would say at the very least expect new heads for the robot. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. There's a delay.
I would say at the very least, expect new heads for the robot modes. Maybe some new pincers for Chop Shop. I'm not sure if Barrage is going to get a new horn or not.
It doesn't feel right without the horn. He's not a bull weevil. He's, you know, one of those staghorn beetles things, you know? It remains to be seen. I remain optimistic. I wasn't really happy with the the yellow grasshopper that I always forget the name of. Steeler's grasshopper. The
Ransack. Loki.
Ransack. I wasn't especially happy with Ransack. But it is what it is. But Windsweeper, I mean, we're getting trigger cons too. Two of them, Ruckus and Windsweeper. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm happy about that.
And what is Windsweeper? We've got Crankcase already. He was released.
He turns into some sort of a swing wing MIG design.
I thought he was one of those Russell defaults, whatever the fuck that Eurojet's
possibly.
Called.
Possibly. They do have a similar shape.
Hang on, I'm looking it up.
I think he's going to be neat.
I just know my favorite jet that any Transformer turns into is Power Master Darkwing and his Panavia Tornado. That is a cool jet.
I feel like we're going to get a Prime Universe knockout in G1 colors.
Just so everyone here knows, real quick, Walter, I promise I'll let you get to it. As per Brandon Callinan's promise, Studio Series listings found 86 liter Megatron and Galvatron.
Hey, what now?
Wait, is that one listing together or two separate ones?
I think it's I'm just finding this out. It's two separate ones.
Numbers. Okay.
Yeah.
Shit, finally.
Yeah.
We're gonna maybe get a good Megatron.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just 2025. Shit, I gotta wait.
It's okay, man. We'll make it.
Then.
We'll make it. I lost 9 pounds in 2 weeks, dude. And I'll teach you how to.
Did you take a cannonball to the gut?
Fucking starve. That's how you do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's easy.
It's easy to lose weight whenever a cannonball liquefies 13 feet of intestine and you poop it out.
You know, looking at Megatron's stance in the snapshot, it's no wonder they made him into an anime girl statue.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah.
God, Galvatron's fucking cool.
Oh, my God. Getting...
When he just fucking opens his mouth the first time and it's Leonard Nimoy.
Getting caught up on the chat. Dwayne Marsh says, Deluxe Insecticons is about time. I wouldn't mind repaints of the regular Insecticons, but I hope they're new molds based on the G1s. Technical Jim, hey buddy, says, I'm curious if the Knockout Redeco is based on the Orange Deco Legion from the Cyberverse lines. It would be cool to get a bigger version of the sword that came with it too. Crossbones Koopa says, yes, Deluxe Insecticons. I think people are more happy for the Deluxe Insecticons over the normal ones. Chop Shop and Barrage and Venom need new molds, and Ransacked is a locust. Kickback is a grasshopper. There, Scott, I fixed Ransacked in your mind. He's a locust. Difference between a locust and a grasshopper is swarming. They're the same thing. It's
They're literally they're the same species,
mm-hmm.
but there are some morphological differences. Like, they actually sort of metamorphose into a locust.
Yeah, you can actually, I think there's, like, if you stroke the back of a grasshopper for 15 minutes, you actually turn it into a fucking locust. There is like this weird way. I can't believe we're getting into this right now, but we're getting into it.
All right.
Turn a grasshopper into a locust. Let's see here. The strange things. A combination between a team of scientists, if you increase the chemical serotonin in specific parts of the insect's nervous system, it causes them to swarm, turning them into a locust.
So the happiness chemicals turns them into raging eating monsters.
Yeah, like
I was under
me.
I was under the impression that there might actually be some physical differences too, but
there might be, but it's brought on by a chemical. I mean, there are physical differences between a caterpillar and a butterfly. You know?
And there's also, you know, physical differences between a sober person and someone who's cranked out on meth.
Yeah.
That's true.
I've yet to find it, though.
Yeah, we keep looking.
I just love this. The guy who discovered the hormone in caterpillars that causes them to remain caterpillars and not turn into butterflies right away,
mm-hmm.
it's called juvenile hormone, that inhibits their development into a butterfly. The guy who discovered that has the funniest name ever. His name is Wigglesworth.
Dick Sprinkle, private eye.
Are you shitting me?
A scientist that studies caterpillars' name is Wigglesworth.
Wigglesworth.
That's great.
Yes.
We live in a simulation.
Sometimes you're given a name and you just have to fucking lean into it.
And, yeah, yeah. Like and he's known for having... He's known for having performed brain surgery on caterpillars.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Like if you come into the world with a name Moorcock, you're going into porn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just like John Hancock, it's just like, well, straight up a politician.
And if you're born with the last name Woodcock, well, it's a wonder you were born at all. Because somebody has a strange prosthesis. Giga Twin says, Hasbro, if you're hearing this, where's my polar claw? My polar claw. Cryotech, where's my modern cyber jets already? Ah! Crossbones Koopa says, Giga Twin, you'd be lucky if you get them still in... I'm still waiting for a proper G1 Jetfire. Beluga says, fear not, citizens of Cybertron, for I have returned. Had to go and turn the stew down. If that's what the kids are calling it nowadays. Giga Twin says,
turn that fucking stew down.
Giga Twin says, Koopa, do you at least have a substitute that you can buy a Macross in that you can buy a Macross vehicle? Good substitute. Dewana says, I think Wolf is keeping me from going feral by constantly giving me snacks. And one day it's not just not going to be enough. I hope there'll be enough left of them to identify. Crossbone says, do caterpillars fart? They eat, so I mean, they have to produce methane of some sort in their digestion. I would say that I think it's a pretty safe bet that caterpillars do actually fart.
You know, it's real weird. You know, it's real weird. Beetle larvae, grubs, beetle larvae do not shit. They actually have a sac that's a part of their body where it remains in their body until they molt.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're gonna get a Legacy United Core Beast Machines Cheetor. And I think this is fucking hilarious. Because I have that big like foot and a half tall Beast Machines Cheetor that cannot even stand on its own. And I think it's hilarious that the biggest Beast Machines figure is also the smallest Beast Machines figure now.
That's exactly what I was thinking too. It's just somehow it's the irony is palatable, it's delicious, and it's just fucking perfect. Also, I just wish they included the giant cannon arm.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on fucking scale with Beast Machines as toy.
Isn't he also the Beast Machines character with the most metal in one of his toys?
I think so. Here's the thing. Cheetor, Beast Machines Cheetor is really kind of fucking weird. Because he was massive. The toy was fucking massive. Had tiny, tiny feet. Could not stand up on its own. And now you have this little guy who's teeny, tiny, weensy, winesy. And then let's take a look at one of the most hated lines of Transformers ever. The titanium line. And the best figure in it is the Beast Machines Cheetor. And it's a damn good figure.
Oh, well, yeah. I think that Beast Machines that line is probably...
Yep, they did. Yep.
Let's see here.
They did a whole bunch of crazy shit with that line.
Yeah, they did.
I just ignore the titanium happened.
There's some pretty interesting stuff. There's some pretty interesting stuff in it. Yeah, I thought that the War Within Megatron was interesting, even though his transformation wasn't terribly great. I thought it was pretty cool, though.
But 90% of that line was War Within designs. Half of the line was fucking Seeker jets.
Yeah. There and is
fucking you had weird shit in there, like the first Ultra Magnus that did the all in one cab transformation.
I like that one.
Yeah. And then the only actual figure of the good version of the Fallen.
That's a good figure too.
Yeah, that's pretty good. There he is. And there's then, Beast Machines Cheetor. How much are they selling them for?
And then it was also the one toy line that was able to actually realize that that 3H Defensor Prime repaint out of the RID Optimus.
Is that the yellow one?
No. The Defensor color one.
Yeah, the hotspot one. Yeah, I remember that.
Because 3H, when they were handling BotCon, they had two ideas for what was going to be their final BotCon. One was the Transmetal 3 Megatron made out of the Gigatron mold, which Funpub would eventually make in 2016. The other concept they had was the old Robots in Disguise Fire Convoy as G1 Protectobot Hotspot with Defensor.
Yeah, armor. You know, I can imagine.
That one never got made, but the titanium version of that fire convoy did get the
I can imagine the Protectobots breaking up, right? And they're not a team anymore.
Yeah.
But Hotspot's I miss when I could wear other dudes as arms and legs.
Well, no, they kind of have it in the bios that it's the entire team. Like, at least they do this for Menasorc, because Menasorc was a Black Rodimus Prime. It's the entire team stuck in one body.
The bio for Menasorc is basically that Motormaster subsumed the other four Stunticons.
Oh, yeah.
And
you can have your own.
The planned fiction for that Hotspot Fire Convoy thing was going to be that he was from the universe that Megazaric took over, and that Megazaric just absolutely slaughtered the shit out of everyone. So the only Autobot who was left, who basically became Prime by default, was Hotspot. And that armor is literally him wearing what's left.
I can imagine the swole onslaught that we got that one time could have a similar bio. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that guy really looks. That guy looks like he lifts.
With the fucking mind plows.
Yeah,
on
that
his
guy
shoulder?
Looks like
Hell
he
yeah.
Like he bench presses dump trucks or something.
I kind of regret selling that toy now. Like, I had Onslaught and I had Hardhead, but I sold them off when we got, an actual combining Onslaught and an actual Headmaster Hardhead. I still have a version of the mold because I've got the BotCon clench. But I think I want to get the Onslaught version of that toy again, just because it was just so damn cool as Onslaught.
Yeah, it is. That's a great figure.
I'm tempted to go get that Titanium Cheetor. But he's a pricey one, and so far we've had a lot of core class be blown up into actual ones. I'm playing it safe. I'm not going to pull a Widowmaker here.
You mean Crystal Widow?
Yeah,
might be a good call. I mean, I have that figure, and as far as Titanium figures go, I don't really have any complaints about that Titanium Cheetor. Maybe I never really thought that highly of him just because he was a Beast Machines design, but I don't really hate him, and that probably speaks a lot about how good the design must be since it's Beast Machines.
As a Titanium toy, he was one of the better ones. I would still say the Fallen's probably the best one to come out of that.
You know what? I really do think the Studio Series Optimus Primal
Yeah.
Or the mainline Rise of the Beast Optimus Primal, you could remold those into a Beast Machine's primal very easily because they already look pretty close.
I would say the Studio Series one has more in common with the Transformation primals
for sure,
but especially with the fists. But yeah, the mainline primal is definitely screams Beast Machines. In fact, I think
he even has that you know, that backpack armature. Like the Studio Series primal has that backpack armature, and you can flip it around and almost approximate that turret thing. You can
the turret thing. You can almost do that. Yeah.
Just about. It's just the problem is that there's a piece of plastic that kind of gets in the way of the hinge, and if it could just move a few degrees more, you could simulate that.
Boo! I want a holographic crosshairs that lets me snipe Fusors and Megatrons that are Transmetals 2s.
I'm not too keen. I'm not too keen go ahead.
Also, looking at that mainline primal, does anyone else get the vibe that he looks like he's wearing an EOD suit?
Oh, like for bomb disposal? He totally does.
Yeah.
Think about it. Yeah.
I'm not
good,
too
good.
Much.
I'm not the only one wearing the tinfoil hat.
I'm not too much on non-transforming figures, but I gotta say, these 3-0 MDLX, if I was gonna buy a non-transforming figure, I'd be getting these.
I'm gonna look at them right now.
They've always been good.
Do they have to be the main three yet again? I'm sorry. I know. You got your popularity.
They're not gonna sit. They're not going to sell the one you want first. Everyone will buy a Megatron. Everyone will buy a Bumblebee.
Why? Why the fuck?
Because there's no good Megatrons other than this one.
This is it. This is the only one. Every other Megatron sucks.
I've the one you can get a hold of right now sucks. This is the only good G1 Megatron I've seen. This looks fucking like Archer really fucked up the Earthrise one.
This looks like what if Megatron
Warden,
was,
sorry.
What if Megatron not was Archer. In Gundam and was repurposed as a mobile suit? This is what it reminds me of.
He's got this weird little feel of like G1 meets the IDW. Megatron, the Lost Light Megatron. I'm kind of digging this.
He's not quite built like IDW Megatron, though. Like especially not the Lost Light body. Like, a point could be made for, like, maybe a Costa or Furman-era Megatron.
The Lost Light one was a... The Lost Light one was, like, built like a fridge. Like,
the squiggles.
Yeah.
It's the chest hair.
You look at that Lost Light Megatron.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Lost Light Megatron design, that is a man who does not have any children, but someone calls him daddy every night.
Oh.
Hmm. I sense the daddiness. Maybe daddy-o.
Like that IDW Megatron, that is clearly a man who keeps handcuffs in his nightstand.
This is the Chad Megatron. When Starscream starts acting up, he just T-poses in front of him until he stops.
Well, I can tell you this. This isn't going to show up in my house. Reason. Go ahead, Xavier.
Stay away from my wife.
Oh, my God. I'm tired.
It's cute, but no, I'm really wanting just the transforming shit. Give me the Transformins.
Yeah.
They had to do the Transformin' thing.
Yeah.
No matter how compromised...
If you're going to do non-transforming Transformer characters, you know, do some of the weird ones that never transformed, like Alpha Trion or Veil.
Except now, we got a whole range of transforming Alpha Trions.
Yeah. Also... Actually, now that I say that out loud, Violin Jigger did actually
transform. What, though? It was a mess.
Didn't he turn into bugs or something?
Dead bugs.
Yeah, he split apart into three bugs. So Yeah, into like insects if they were designed by H.R. Giger, because they were just covered in bones and vents.
It was fucking Fossilizer Tripedicus. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. Like if we ever get a new Tripedicus, paint that bitch purple, add some bones to him, and
headcanon. What if after the events of the movie and season 3 and all that stuff, there was one individual clone of every Insecticon that survived? They don't have names, but they became Violin Jigger.
Right there. Right there is Violin Jigger.
What the fuck am I looking
at? Yeah, that's Violin Jigger, right? That's Tripredicus right there.
Watch the language.
There it is.
I can't...
There it is.
Yeah, I know. The more times you say it out loud, the more times Violin Jigger sounds like it should be a slur.
Yeah.
Hey, midget, watch the language.
Oh, man. There it is. There's the beetle, there's the lobster, and there is the cicada. Right there it is.
Shit, they are.
I think that's supposed to be a mole cricket.
I know it's supposed to be a mole cricket, but that's all that's left.
Beetle, cricket, and lobster, my favorite three bugs that invade my house all the time.
Hey, go ahead, ask anybody if a lobster's a bug. They are. Lobsters are bugs.
Kyle, I don't know if you can agree with me coming from your part of the South, but fucking crawfish. That's basically yard lobster.
Yeah. You know, according to the DNA evidence, hexapods, including the true insects, are actually crustaceans.
There it is.
They actually are.
All insects are crustaceans. Science. Lobsters, yeah. Shrimp, and crabs are more closely related to insects than arachnids. So here's the thing. Yep. A lobster is closer to an ant than a spider is.
Yep, you're right. And you know what else? This led to a funny thing happening in taxonomy, where the taxonomists still wanted to, you know, group the other marine and freshwater crustaceans separately, so they created this new clade called Eucrustacea to include all of the traditionally recognized crustaceans.
I saw a
and
fucking...
Then the reg...
Oh, go ahead. Thought you
and
were
then
done.
They, and then they were like, okay, fine, bugs are crustaceans, but we're going to create this other group to recognize traditional crustaceans, and they're Eucrustacea, which means true crustaceans.
I was watching a video the other day. This woman was trying to make the argument that the dinosaur bones that are dug up are actually dragon bones. And
wow.
I've heard that before. Part of her argument was, the guy who was digging these dinosaurs up, he's digging up these bones, he just named the dinosaurs. Bitch, that's what we do! We name shit!
Yeah.
I was named!
Yeah,
you know?
The perk of scientific discovery is you get to fucking name the thing you found.
Yes.
Yeah. Like Lou Gehrig's disease.
That's weird that Lou Gehrig caught that. It seems like whoever named it kind of put that on him, really.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like... some guy that was just like, I'm a huge Chicago White Sox fan, but man, that fucking Lou Gehrig's fucking up my trip to the World Series every time. If only there was something I could...
Maybe if I named a disease after him, and then a week later, Myrtle, get in here, look at the TV, it worked! Fuck
there
him.
There is, guys, there is a fossil turtle called... It's a taxonomic epithet is just the same thing twice. Its genus and species name are Gamera, and it has wings on its shell.
Oh my god!
Gamera,
oh my god! Gamera.
Yes.
Oh! Please tell me it lived at the same time as Gojirasaurus quai.
What the fuck are you talking?
It's a real animal. Yeah. It has wings on its shell.
So here's the thing. The guy who discovered the Gojirasaurus was a huge Godzilla fan. So he found it in Quay County, and he got to name it Gojirasaurus Quayi. So there is actually a Gojirasaurus.
Try looking up Gamera if you haven't seen it before.
Gamera. Okay.
Yeah, the turtle.
That's a song waiting to happen by Wyclef Jean.
Gamera! Yeah, I knew this was going to happen. I'm going to have to put in
now,
fossil.
Now you
got to
look up fossil.
Okay. Yeah. Gamma ray gamma. There it is. Gamma ra. Still more gamma ra. Still more gamma. I've owned that.
I don't feel the love unless it's sung by two short, like maybe as tall as 2-inch Japanese twin sisters.
That's Mothra! That's fucking Mothra!
Yeah, but the crossover going.
Gamera.
The Gamera song has to be sung by a chorus of Japanese children because Gamera is friend to all children.
Gamera is really neat. He is filled with turtle meat. We all love Gamera. Anyway,
I noticed that this shell vaguely resembles a fat batarang.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the first
Watch
thing I noticed.
The language.
Look at the time. It's 9:07. We'd all know that if we'd have our Autobot versus Decepticon wall clock by the Bradford Exchange. I've never wanted a clock more in my entire life.
My aunt has a clock that is like just a bunch of gears, and it's Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and Goofy and they're hanging off it. Because there's like an episode, there's like an old cartoon where they worked on clocks. Why the fuck does this happen? Why is this a thing?
What? I want to know.
Someone at Bradford Exchange wanted money.
Yeah. I want to know why we get a Transformers clock, but you never see, like, a clock for Ron Jeremy, the Ron Jeremy clock. Probably more people know about Ron Jeremy than Transformers. Where's his clock? And more importantly,
Transformer we could have, like, gotten?
He probably got his wall clock canceled after he got accused
of it. There was a version of Optimus that turns into a watch stand. Oh. And then there was also Heinrad from Beast Wars Neo who had an analog alarm clock.
What about an Adrian Brody grandfather clock?
I'm fucking leaving. I'll be back when Sega gets her clock.
Scott's in the deep background. He committed to the joke.
Where's my Christie Canyon wall clock?
I'm not convinced he left until I hear a door slam. Anyway, cool clock. I like that little pendulum has the Autobot and Decepticon emblem fused together. That's nice.
It's extremely busy.
It is, but Bradford Exchange isn't known for subtlety, if you know anything about your brand.
Are these the same fuckers that made that timepiece?
What timepiece?
The $180,000 Rise of the Beast watch. I wonder how many
did not.
Quite possibly the most expensive piece of blockbuster merchandise ever.
Woo! That thing is amazing.
Let's find out.
If you own it, yeah.
Let's find out how many of those are left. Rise of the Beast. Watch.
How many people have the money to afford that and also want one?
I have to put in the word wrist. Oh, here it is.
I feel like if you're in the tax bracket to afford this, you're not the kind of person that collects stuff.
Do you think there's echelons to this sort of shit? Like, we talk about the figures, but we stay in the category of figures are our favorite. But there's the higher echelon of statue collectors. And do you think somewhere there's a Transformers podcast dedicated solely to statues, but they see this watch and they go, who's dedicated to the watch out there? And above that echelon, the third highest echelon, is the watch collectors who go, this is what we've been waiting for.
Okay, here's the deal.
One episode of our Transformers podcast is dedicated to watch collecting.
Here's the deal. They say that this was limited to 10, so I'm going to put 11 in the cart and see what happens. Add to cart. Oh, there's only one. No. Okay, hold on here. Let's add it to cart. Oh, there's only one left. There's 9 stupid rich people out there.
That's
dumb fucks.
Almost $2 million in profit right there.
And the thing is, like, you'd have to be, like, on top of somebody to realize this is a Transformers item.
Woo!
I I'd say there's probably 9 Saudi oil princes who would be
yes,
drop that kind
of exactly.
Money.
This is the same like people who like walk up to like the most expensive supercar in Europe and they'll be like, "Ah, yes, very, very, very nice. Would you take 10 million? No, 11?" They actually do that.
You know what the worst part is?
I would like 12 Bugattis.
You have to say what the watch is from to somebody, and then you have to you're gonna get the question. Oh, was Rise of the Beasts your favorite movie? And it's like, never even fucking seen it.
Just like the watch. Look, there's a little lion head on it.
I would like your finest Koenigsegg car, please. I would like to try something on my personal ski slope.
Let's view my cart. Thank God. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Moving over here to the chats. Fun fact. Oh, hold on here. Belushi says, if a caterpillar had an arsehole, all its guts would spray out. So no, they don't fart. Thank you, Belushius. Crossbones Koopa, they had on Sir Toy's Galaxy Guardian, it was the Macross Veritex KO. Remember that, Xavier? Giga Twin, fun fact, there is an author named Michael Moorcock, and he is known for helping cement the sword and sorcery genre with his stories of Elric of Melbourne, a character who is, in essence, reverse Conan. Technical Jim says they already reviewed Legacy United Cheetor on YouTube. I tagged the GMC Twitter page. Thank you so very much, Technical Jim. Crossbones Koopa said, Titanium pissed me off. They was going to do Cosmos, and then the line was canceled. Cosmos, Shockwave, Bumblebee. Yeah, there were a lot of, sadly, canceled
RC.
Lines. RC. But to be fair, that RC was Dude C. That was definitely a very masculine-looking RC. Crossbones Koopa, top Titanium figures I think are good.
The
Fallen and Grimlock.
The RC looked a little gay.
Crossbones Koopa says MDLX Megatron shows up at Scott and Xavier's house. Oh, I wonder who sent it to him. Don't worry, buddy. I don't want it. That's no, you don't have to, dude. You don't have to. Gigatwin, it's my headcanon that Lost Light Megatron's wife is Nightbird, and you can't tell me otherwise. I didn't mess with your headcanon. Crossbones Koopa, in relation to Violent Jiger, it's a prying mantis. Belushi says exoskeletons. Dewana says California classifies bees as fish. Gigatwin, all roads lead to crab. It's true. Cancerification is inevitable. All will become crab. Gigatwin says embrace and path the crab. Belushi says, I've got a crab ladder. Belushi's Ron Jeremy takes the L out of clock. Sure does. Wolf1701 says, Ron Jeremy will let you know what time it is. Giga Twin, the real question here is, that Rise of the Beast watch, more expensive than solid gold light-tan set. Tef-Tef, hey buddy, such an expensive watch, doesn't even transform. Belushi says, you'll never beat Time Warrior. I disagree. You can have your Time Warrior, but what about the Chrono Warrior from that little silver robot thing? The Time Warrior was cool. That little silver robot, fucking Madonna wore one of those back in the day. And
what? Really?
Yeah, yeah. Hold on here. Madonna. Madonna wearing Transformer watch.
You know, I've seen a custom electric guitar like 20 years ago, I think.
Yeah, there's the picture of, there it is, the Chronoform. There's Madonna back in the day wearing a Chronoform watch.
I could have sworn that there was actually, I remember seeing this, there was a custom electric guitar. It was based on a Warlock design that was actually meant to look like her ass.
Yeah, I used to say, back in the day, whenever she was being a total slut, there's always, let's throw this in the water and see if it swims. I would always go, let's throw this in the bed with Madonna and see if she fucks it. That was my way of saying, let's try this out, see if it works. Madonna, there's several pictures of her wearing the transforming watch. That was part of her accoutrement, if you will. And then, let's see here. Crossbones says, well, makes me want to put my Black Panther watch, makes me want to put my Black Panther watch on eBay and said it was Chadwick Boseman and asked for $2 million. Teftef, may I have my Tanuki Transformer with a clock on his chest and huge testes. Malucius, quite right. I had a red one. In fact, I've got a movie one done as Optimus. I forgot all about that. The Time Warriors were cool. Time Warriors were cool. Not going to deny that.
Yeah.
This was exciting. On the pre-show, I was kind of quiet. And I thought I was going to be quiet for this. This is making me feel a lot better. I miss my wife. I want my wife back, and she's in hospital right now. And this is making me feel not so alone. But here we have, I was reading the Transformers comic book from Skybound. Fucking masterpiece that it is. Spoilers, Optimus is badass. Fuck, man. But part of that universe is Void Rivals. Void Rivals is like kind of like the central comic book to the Energon universe. It's about two planets that are at war, and they're humanoids, and whenever the two of them get shipwrecked, and they actually find, oh, we can work together, and then they take off their suits and they realize they're the same. It's a man and a woman. They realize they're the same species, and that they've been lied to. So now they're trying to forge a peace between their worlds. But in this time, they come across Slizardo. They come across fucking Jetfire at one point. They come across, I think Springer is going to be in the next issue, the prosecutor Quintesson.
Quintesson, Skuxoid.
Yeah. It's really good. Hasbro has applied for a new Transformers-related trademark. The trademark description is Void Rivals. Toy action figures, toy vehicles, and toy robots convertible into other visual forms. It looks like we're getting Skybound toys.
So,
God.
Could this represent some kind of, I guess, IP innovation?
I mean, this is incredible. The way they're tying Cobra Commander and Duke, Void Rivals, and fucking, Transformers all together. It's delicious. And I'll tell you what. There is a fight scene in issue 5. I don't want to spoil it. There is a fight scene in issue 5 that Optimus really shows he is a fucking badass. He takes out two Decepticons. Ooh. Just look for the term ISO. And once you see the term ISO, just fucking pucker your asshole, because if not, you're just going to shit yourself with delight. Get ready for it. Kyle knows what I'm talking about. We discussed. Kyle, okay. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Fucking hell.
I mean, it's sort of a spoiler for issue number 4, but we've all seen the image floating around on the fucking internet by now of Optimus with the Megatron arm.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give a light spoiler. Something that fucking delighted the shit out of me. So jump ahead 1 minute if you don't want to be spoiled. 3, 2, 1. Optimus fucking transformed into his truck with Megatron's arm. And the back part of the truck was a silver, you could see the silver arm in there. And one of the exhaust pipes was Megatron's cannon.
Yep,
I love that. As leery as I've been of the Skybound universe, I love that.
That was fucking great. It was great.
And I said before, this just sounds like the superior option over rolling coal. Like some guy is gonna like bellow out smog out of his big truck's pipes, and then Prime is going to choom a big hole in the ozone layer.
Well, that's the... Oh,
like,
there they are.
Like, I'll admit, for the last few months, I've been an incredibly vocal critic of the Skybound universe because it feels like it's been doing just, you know, the same basic G1 story we've seen before. You know, the Ark crashing into Mount St. Helens, that shit's Krypton exploding. That's Uncle Ben getting shot. That's the shit that you see in every single adaptation that has to be there. But four or five issues in now, they're starting to do something new. Now
they did
something new at issue one.
Starscream picks that fucker up and just squeezes. That was wild. Oh, this is not just G1 all over again.
Oh, yeah. Starscream's a worthy threat. He's not just a threat to the Autobots and humans. He's a threat to his own Decepticons.
Yeah.
You know? It's great. So I, for one, welcome Void Rivals toys. I will be buying them. Going over to the chat, Teftef says, Optimus is a badass yet, but not as much as Cliffjumper flipping off the enemies in comic number 4. That was fantastic, too. Technical Jim, I just remembered I have a listener question for later regarding Skybound. Can't wait to hear it, buddy. Wolf1701 says, wow. Crossbones Koopa, sounds like Robotech. The aliens on one side being male and other female, and they don't get along. Belusha says, you know when you put something so safe you never ever see it again? I did that with my Optimus Prime watch. And Teftef said, here's a looky what I found. 3D printed fingers for Cliff. I saw those. Funby Studios did the bird flipping off ones, and I'm going to print some of those out.
What he just mentioned with Robotech, that I remember that in that series, the aliens, the Zentradi, were heavily gender segregated. The males were warriors, right? But the females were a higher class, and they were like elites, and they had special suits. They had special mechs that were superior to those of the men,
like regular women.
And those things, like the female suits that the Zentradi wore, were feared by the humans because, like, these things would shoot everyone down.
Ooh. Yeah. I've got a little chastisement and congratulations. There is a new Guinness Book of World Records. Mike Kay of San Diego, California, has a world record collection of 10,568 items. Congratulations, Mike K. He's actually a member of TFW 2005. And to the amount of people, the huge amount of people that went, I have more than that. Well, fucking good for you. Can we not let Mike have his moment in the fucking sun? Good for you. You got more than him. Fantastic. Then get a hold of Guinness.
Yeah.
Myself, I wouldn't want somebody knowing that I have 10,568 Transformers, because this is Johnstown, and people will steal the copper out of a fucking air conditioner to buy meth. What are they going to do whenever they find out I have a $700 Unicron? You know? So, I mean, fuck, man.
I find it funny that... Yeah.
Go ahead.
I find it funny that the camera focus is on Mike himself and the Unicron and the HasLab Unicron, when just over his shoulder you can see Lucky Draw figures in the collection, which are worth easily triple what that Unicron's worth.
I have only one Lucky Draw figure in my collection, and I am even like lucky to get that because that was a bidding war when that fucker hit eBay.
You actually have one.
I have only one.
I have an Optimus Prime and a can of gold spray paint.
I don't give a shit about Lucky Draw.
What is it? Which
then,
one? Also, like, all these people
hold
are
on.
Like, oh, I got more. Go ahead.
No, I have, what is this one? Walter, what's that series? The one that is the dragon ship?
Oh, Web Diver.
I have a Web Diver, incredibly chromed, red chromed out version of Castle Galleon.
Oh, Wait,
Galleon the dragon boat or like the big like airship?
The one from season one that the giant like their master like their titan size ship that was like 2 feet tall. There was a Lucky Draw version of that toy that came in all chromed red. I have that.
That's awesome.
Is that the headmaster?
The headmaster,
huge,
right?
Huge, the huge pauldron shoulders. That's him.
Yeah, was it? What's his name? Daedalon or something? Or
something ridiculous? Yeah.
Yeah. Daedalion. Like yeah, it's a really cool looking design.
It's a really awesome toy as well, which is doubly bonus that I was able to get the version of the Lucky Draw in incredibly shiny chrome red. And I had to be ultra specifically careful with it because the guy who sent it to me was like, be careful, it's starting to flake. I was like, uh-oh. So it stays in a very dark place where light cannot find it.
But Web Diver is already a very rare, hard to collect line, and you have something that's even more exclusive than that.
It's beautiful. It's beyond beautiful. I am so happy Mantis99's turned me onto this, because he sent me one time when we were both on YouTube at the time shooting videos. He's like, hey, you could probably review this one time. He sent me Gradeon. I was like, the fuck is this thing, dude? And he's like, this is Gradeon from Web Diver. And I'm like, I looked into it, and the more I looked into it, the more I started to lose my mind. I was like, these things are amazing. There's a race car that's a panther with an engine for a hand that doubles as a gun.
And here I thought that, like, you know, my complete DX version of Great Gildran sitting up on one of my DTOLs, I thought that was special.
Oh, I flipped my shit for a lot of the Web Diver for a solid year, and hunting down some of those things, like season two of Web Diver had had some sort of dragon, I believe that was I can't remember what vehicle he was, but it was like, yeah,
was
season two is like all about the combining vehicles.
Yeah,
no, Galleon was season one. Season two had a different dragon altogether.
Oh, okay, that's where you're tripping shit up, because. I know what you're talking about. Digunder. That was the second series. I'm not sure if I've never actually seen the cartoon, so I don't know if there's any actual links to Web Diver, but it was like the same creative team doing a thing. So I don't know exactly what links there are between Web Diver and Digunder, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that was also a holy grail of mine.
Web Diver didn't really have two seasons. It had, like, two waves of release, though.
Do you remember how hard the sickening theme goes in that show?
Unfortunately, no, because the collection bug was more like, hey, I need everything now, and after I got their two-headed Cerberus fig, which apparently was, like, a hot button issue of collecting for a while. I can't remember why, but it was just like, yeah, the double-headed Cerberus drill tank is super hard. Get it if you can. And I was like, really? It's sitting on eBay for $20. And it turns out because I was getting the version that was from Korea, which is not the version people want. They want the exclusive Japanese packaging.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, getting back,
now, see,
getting
I thought back. The rare, I thought the rare figure from that line was Wyverion.
Can't remember him.
Getting back to Mike's collection here, I'm like looking over it, and it's a pretty respectable collection. Like whenever I think of somebody having like 10,000 items, it's like you really piled up on the Transformers napkins from the party store. No, this is pretty damn respectable.
Yeah, I agree. He's got it, but hold on. He's not here to defend himself. We're going to kick him in the nuts and talk about how awesome we are, okay?
No. I congratulate the guy.
Because I don't think actually, have as much as him.
I could pick out some of those Beast Wars boxes with that big green eye, and it looked like some Transformers Cybertron boxes. Yeah, he actually looks like he's got some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, he does. Very, very nice.
Congratulations, you son of a bitch.
Does his first fucking comment say, throw your hat in the ring?
Wow.
Jump through the hoops. The GWR is prime for the taking. I don't think you have that much. I think you just run in your mouth because you're fucking Walter, jealous like every other motherfucker. Walter,
why does this plane look like a Warhammer 40K fighter?
I know, right? It looks like a fucking orc snaz jet.
Yeah, it does.
Probably has jet written in its cockpit or something. It's just like, controls here.
There's an aircraft that the Imperium uses that looks a little like that, too.
Yeah. Well, what I find funny is a 40K YouTube channel I watch, ages ago, they did a bunch of episodes about taking like 40K models and putting them in a wind tunnel at a university.
Yes. I remember it.
Ones were aerodynamic. Yep. And all of the orc aircraft were actually viable. All of the Imperium shit just flew like bricks. And most of the Tau and Eldar stuff like actually created downforce.
Yes, I know. It, for some reason, the orc airframes are viable as planes.
Well,
like the only orc craft that wasn't actually was the mine, and that's because it's a flying potato held up by
fucking doing. I swear to God, he's fucking doing it on purpose. I waited like a full 8 second beat, and well, blah 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 blah, orcs. Anyway, moving on to looky what I found. Fuck you guys. I've had a bad week. I'm going to go first.
So tell me more about the orcs, Walter.
I will kill all of you. I have just about fucking had it. This came up. I got a message in my email that one of the dudes on Patreon that I go to for a lot of their stuff. Oh crap! I need to sign into my Patreon. Log in, and let's do my. Continue with
so the rod pod.
Oh Jesus Christ! How do I get in here? My email at yahoo.com, and there we go. Don't steal my password. Okay, it's all dots. MetaCreate Studios. MetaCreate Studios is somebody that I love the stuff that they're creating. And every year, he does, a Micromaster base. So he's done Countdown. He's done, I think, Ground Shaker. And this year, he is doing this. This is the 20.
Oh, this is special.
The unreleased Micromaster carrying case.
I wish that this was a thing, because it looks like it would be so much fun if it existed.
But that's it. It's going to be a thing. It is. He's done an amazing job recreating the old Micromaster bases. And this is why I love the 3D printing community. This is why I love 3D printing. Nobody was ever going to get this, but I am now. And anybody that wants it, he doesn't have an expensive Patreon. So I would strongly suggest, number one, go buy a 3D printer. And then number two... Go support MetaCreate and get something like MetaCreate stuff is really, really nice. Here's his replacement head for Titan Scorponok. Here's a pirate accessory for Thundertron.
Ooh, cool.
Scythe weapons for Legacy Nova Prime. There's the micro great. The Micromaster anti-aircraft base. And he releases the parts as it goes. Kremzeeks and Legacy Hound and Detritus parts. He does
cage.
Here's a trailer for Legacy Dion to make him look more like the animation stuff. He does some absolutely incredible stuff. So please go support a creator. Go support MetaCreate. Funbee Studios as well. Funbee Studios is fantastic. Both of those guys. Those are the only two people that I give money to on Patreon, Funbee and MetaCreate, just because I belong to Play Action, I belong to Ghostbusters Gear, They've got some decent stuff over there, but it's nothing that I'm going to give money to month after month after month. I may go join.
I gotta put more stuff out.
You absolutely do. Your stuff is amazing. And while we're pimping stuff out here, your stuff is absolutely incredible. Let's go to Cults 3D. And all you need to do really to find Thomas' stuff, his place is called Nova Forge, but just type in Quintesson onto Cults 3D. Yeah. And right there, boom. There, you're going to find it. Look for the rarest of Quintessons. There you go. The tri-faced Quintesson, the engineer.
Yeah.
This
you can
is...
tell the you can tell that they're mine because they don't I don't actually have a picture of the actual product. I just have a shitty CGI render of it.
Oh, no, it's take it from me. They're really really good. Nova Forge, the Nova Forge over on Cults. You've got the Warrior Quint. You've got the Molten Sword. You've got the Prosecutor. You've got the Engineer, Roller. You've got the Scientist, and they all look so good. It's absolutely incredible. You actually should do the Dweller. You should do all the, what do they call it, the Transorganics.
Yeah, I should. I should actually make all of them because they nobody else is going to do it. And but I just realized, the Earthspark, did they put the Dweller in that, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yep. The Dweller was in Earthspark. He absolutely was.
That's a cool idea.
So yeah. I just got a notification that OBS disconnected from the stream. So just so that, and we are reconnected, we are fine. But just so everyone knows, Nova Forge, man, Nova Forge. Look at this Quintesson, the Quintesson soldier, the Prosecutor, the Engineer, the Scientist. Go check them out. Thomas, while we got you talking to you, do you have a looky what I found?
I don't have anything today. No.
Oh, okay. Well, Walter's got his up and ready to go.
Yes.
We've probably featured this on the show before. I think Holson might have actually mentioned it once or twice, but I'm committing to the bit with the Warhammer 40K thing just to be an asshole.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember this now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Orctimus Prime.
Nice.
Yep.
Looking good. Looking real good. Well, Xavier, do you have a looky what I found?
I found one related and one not so related, but it's pretty fucking awesome, so you gotta check it out anyway.
Okay.
Speaking of crossovers with TMNT, someone just went ahead and jumped the shark and did Cars and Transformers. As a crappy off-brand, of course.
Of course. So let's see. Cars for versus... we have Racing Rivalry. Let's fight, Car Warrior.
Oh. Ugh.
Yep. Oh, that is cursed.
I feel unclean.
That that is not as cursed as this next one.
I'm
does
scared.
Does it look like? Wait I'm a minute. Does his are his arms smaller figures?
I don't know.
I just noticed it.
Oh, Pop State, Laden Bin Laden versus. Oh no! No!
What?
No!
I love that.
Bad Xavier.
What is that?
Yes, it does look like his arms are other characters. So it looks like his one arm is Mater, because that's a tow truck for a hand.
Yep.
Why are you ignoring it, Scott?
Ignoring what? Anyway. Kyle, do you have a looky what I found?
No, I do not.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, do you have a reinforcement?
No.
God damn. Okay, fine. I'll show mine off. This is my reinforcement.
Oh.
This is not the Voyager. This is not the Voyager. No. This is the original. Now, the son of a bitch that sold me this on eBay many, many years, weeks ago, probably about 7 months ago, I bought this on eBay. And the son of a bitch who, I knew the missiles were missing, but the way they positioned it, I didn't realize the little crotch flap here was missing, and both arms. So, So, I was able to get from Panama a new crotch flap, and through the miracle of fucking 3D printing, check that out, I got the arms and the wing missiles. Those are 3D printed arms. And these work great. Take a look at this.
My camera can't actually pick up that it's 3D printed.
Yeah. Take a look at this. Hold on here. We're going to put this in. It actually, it fits in there. It locks in. It fires.
Yeah.
That's 3D printing for you. That's 3D printing for you. And that missile went someplace. I don't know where it is. I don't care. I'll just 3D print another.
Yeah, like 3D print 1 or 12.
Yeah, right there. There is the 3D printed arms for this, and they look so good.
And can I just say, this, the, does it have a wrist swivel?
No. No, it does not have a wrist swivel.
I almost thought it did for a second, but the... I gotta say, this, the original version of Silverbolt is an amazing figure.
It really is.
He's really good.
Gorgeous.
To me, he kind of measures up to modern figures pretty close.
Pretty good. I will agree with that. So yeah, really happy with this. That's my reinforcement this week. Well, I did print out a shit ton of, I'm painting them right now. I did print out a shit ton of Jawas, so the Kenner Jawas, and I printed out an IG-88 as well.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, this turned out really, really nice. Well, Xavier, do you have any reinforcements from Cybertron?
Fuck yeah!
Do tell.
Got Mohawk from the Core class line. I got Frenzy, the blue cube from the movie concept art line, and then I got Two Frenzy, the apparently red cassette from the 84 Studio Series line twice.
Nice, nice. And I think I hit everybody. Kyle, did you have any reinforcements this week?
No.
No, I wasn't certain if I hit you yet. Oh, but Walter's there. Walter's ready. Oh, what that I see. What that I see, Walter.
Cybertron Scourge.
That looks nice. That
and
nice.
I actually got it just before we started filming the show. Today is my only day off this week, and I decided to just on a LARP walk down to my comic shop, and there he was.
God damn! Also, can we appreciate how pointy my goatee is?
Sure, yes. Why not?
That's some pretty pointiness. Let's go over to the chat here real quick, because I fell way behind. Let's see.
Look like you could fire a bow.
Giga Twin, I think this is where we're at. Giga Twin says, my prediction is that Megatron willingly told Cobra Commander secrets of Cybertronian tech as a way to break himself out of his containment, and next we see Megatron in Skybound, he'll be a green tank. Nice, nice. I'll be happy with that. Crossbones Koopa, where is my record owning two Legacy Cosmos I found at two Walmarts the same day? I want Webdiver Pirate Dragon Viking Boat and the semi-truck that turns into a dragon. Belusha says, there's a great deluge of Cosmos here in Smythe's Toys, for weeks on end until I finally took an interest. Gold-plated rocking horse shit from that moment. Every time someone says, Mike, I jump. It's half two, so I must be flagging. Time for a booster. And he's talking about the MicroMaster carrying base, the case. Send all MicroMaster anything immediately. Teftef said, oh man, that MicroMaster base doesn't need a lot of modifications to become GoBot Thruster base. Wolf 1701 in relation to Nova Forge's shop. I'm digging the roller. I kind of want to do a multi-collared army. Tef says, was that a reskin Missile Command game? In reference to Xavier's Bin Laden versus the USA. Talk about an arms race, says Wolf 1701. Belusha says, Silverboat looks great. Thank you. Technical Jim asks, actually, we'll get back to that real quick. Tef, man, I wish I could get a 3D printer. It's cheap and dumbproof. I'd make an octane tail fin shield. On eBay, they'll sell for 50 or 60 for the original part alone. Whole figure's worth 90. Dewana says, Wolf shaved, and I'm upset about it. Wolf 1701, Scott 3D printed the point on the goatee, and you can't. Damn right I did. Technical Jim asks, what's the next Transformers continuity that should get made for Skybound? Doesn't necessarily need to have the same tone or style of writing as the current G1 series. This is just me talking here. I would really like to see G.I. Joe and Cobra. I mean, Cobra already seems to sort of have it in the books. Getting a hold of Cybertronian tech and having like subgroups in Cobra and G.I. Joe become Mask and Venom using Cybertronian tech on regular vehicles. That's the next bit of continuity that I'd like to see shoved into the Energon universe. What do you guys think?
I think it was an admirable. Okay, when back in IDW when they tried to integrate Mask into it, I thought that was an admirable attempt, and I really enjoyed it. But they might do better.
I honestly, yeah, I think Mask could have another go at it. It was It's pretty much already just like MicroMaster bases, so the potential is already built in. It just needs a branding crossover. And so it's like, congratulations, Mask, you are now the new MicroMaster bases, and that's it. That's all you need to do.
I like the Mask idea. I'm waiting for that shoe to drop in Void Rival. Where, like, they have, like, a bounty on them, and then, like, two issues later, they get, like, captured, and it's Ron the Space Knight.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I definitely would not mind. I know it's out there. I wouldn't mind seeing some Inhumanoids love.
Oh yeah, and they could that could be a pretty good tie-in for the figures they're doing right now that are kind of the Rock Lordy ones that are vaguely Inhumanoidish, aren't they?
I know what you're talking about. I can't. What are they called? Armorizers now?
Yeah. Aren't they supposed to be vaguely vaguely Inhumanoid references?
Some of them.
Their packaging states that they're from the Infernac universe, which Infernac has ties to the Inhumanoid brand.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't know the lore of Inhumanoids.
Inhumanoids is great. H.P. Lovecraft fucked Hasbro, and they had a child, and it was the Inhumanoids.
I decided to watch the first episode of it a little while ago, and oh my god,
Chris Latta screaming from beginning to end.
Well, that time when the season 3 Transformers all got turned into humans, Springer decided to sort of become one of these characters because I honestly swear to God, that is Springer's voice.
Oh yeah, they use a lot of the same. Technical Jim is kicking in here. I think my listener question got misunderstood. I was referring to Transformers continuities like Beast Wars, RID, etc. So which one should kick in after the current run? What continuity?
Oh, Machine Wars.
Yeah.
I mean, Stealth Bomber Starscream all the way.
Let's get some actual fiction for Machine Wars, sure.
Yeah. You know what? I'm pretty fucking okay with that.
The vehicle that Soundwave turned into was so much like a fucking like Cobra vehicle. Kyle would know what model to make, but yeah, it's ripe for like crossover right there. It's just like black paint on everything, viewfinders. Come on, these guys need some fiction.
Yeah, yeah.
The cyber jets.
Yeah, that
also,
would be
as far as.
Go ahead, Walter.
One other idea that occurs to me is if you really want to goose your sales numbers, here's what you do with the Skybound universe. The quantum duplicate Lost Light from the end of Lost Light. Ooh. Just quantum portal opens and then Lost Light just flies in and it's the happy ending boat.
That's cool.
That's how you goose your sales numbers. Bring back James Roberts, let him write like a miniseries or something. You bring back Alex Milne or Hayato Sakamoto for the art. And then you just have the Lost Light crew reacting to whatever the hell's going on in the Skybound universe.
Man, I'll tell you what, that would be nice. That'd be a hard sell. You know, it'd be hard to do with, you know, but I think that would be fantastic. If I'm doing Machine Wars, I definitely want to get, just to get story in there, I definitely want to get some Power Core Combiner love in with that, so that like the two lines that don't really have a story behind them would finally get some sort of tale.
I would actually be interested in that just because I want to see Robert Kirkman describe why a lot of the Power Core Combiners have this all spark blue peg. Just like, why is this so oddly colored? And he'll come up with an explanation.
Robot syphilis.
I just thought of something funny that you could do with cyber jets. Because if you remember, like cyber jets were some of the earliest transformers to have like ball joints on everything. And you could include something in the fiction stating that they have, I don't know, frictionless joint systems that make them faster and more agile than other transformers.
I
know what that's referencing.
I just came up with a reason why the Power Core Combiners have blue pegs. They're training combiner ports. You're
training
not,
wheels.
Yeah, exactly. You're not strong enough to actually be a combiner yet. So these are the training wheels. These blue ports are the training wheels, and these drones, this teaches you how to be a combiner. So that a little bit later on, you can upgrade your body and get a team of, like, you can be a Voyager, and you're going to lead this team of Deluxes. But right now, this is combiner's class. And
in Gestalt Academy.
Yeah, and they just slap like on the blue so training good. Wheels.
I feel like it should be more sexual than that. Like, they're getting a rise out of it.
Oh, I mean, why not? Sure. Oh, my God. Going over to the chat, Belusha says, Micro Maskers. I need that. Well done, that man. Crossbones Koopa says, questions for Walter. Will we get new Transmetals Beast Wars figures?
Hasbro has said on record that they're still trying to figure out how they want to do Transmetals, whether they're going to try to do chrome or not, or if they just want to do metallic paint. I would say give it about 4 to 6 years when the trademarks on the Beast Wars character names need to be refreshed, and that would probably be a convenient excuse to do them.
Yeah.
Now, we'll probably see the rest of the Transmetal 2s, since they've already got the two big ones out of the way, Megatron and Tigerhawk. That leaves Black Arachnia, Geor, and Dinobot to fill out that roster, and maybe some of the RID characters and the Beast Wars Transmetal 2s, they were repainted from originally.
Right on. Wolf 1701.
So we might see Skybite and then also Cybershark tag along.
Wolf 1701 says, I'm getting Rock Lords vibes. I can roll with it. Teftef says, Motu series is getting the Rock Lord looking dudes. Good chances Transformers does the actual Rock Lords. And Wolf 1701 says, nobody wants Power Core Combiners. Belusha says, I like that Combiners. Yeah, same I do. We're losers. So Belusha says, I like that Combiner school idea. Thank you, Belusha. Thank you so very, very much. Mm. Gentlemen, do we have any plans for this week?
Ooh, it is one day shy of being the leap year podcast episode.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. February is always a bad month for me. I just want to get my wife back. You know,
Have you tried jerking off constantly?
Yeah, I mean, that's what got me my wife in my first place.
So, that's true. Have you tried facing the window this time?
I miss
Come
her.
Come on, stud.
I miss her. This place sucks.
You gotta lean out the window and do it for the Ukrainian church across the street.
I hate this. I hate this town. I hate this house. The only thing that makes me happy here in Johnstown is my wife, and right now she's not here. And it's horrible. I hate this. I absolutely hate this.
What about us? Who do you hate more?
I love you guys. I'm not going to lie.
We know that's a bold-faced fucking lie.
Don't bullshit me.
I love you guys, man.
What?
You
hear
love
the insincerity in this motherfucker's voice?
Dude.
No, no, no.
Wednesday.
I love you.
I love you. I love you. I mean, I wouldn't die for you. Fuck that. But I love you guys.
I'd be good enough.
Each and every
would you
one
lend
of you.
Me a fiver?
I would. I have.
Would you give me a fiver?
I probably would. Like, if you came to me and said, Scott, I'm having a rough time, man. I need $5 to make it through the week to the next payday. I'd PayPal you 10. I really would.
$5? Scott, I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about the new lingo for hand job.
Oh. Well, maybe. It depends. Like, if you came to me and said, Scott, I burned my wiener, and I broke both my hands. I've got nobody to put this ointment on. The first thing I would go is, Ariana, you want to come here? But she's not here, so I guess it's me or a blistered wiener. So, yeah.
Scott, you really need to get on Urban Encyclopedia more. A fiver is just between bros. Don't get any fucking women involved in our love.
Well, I'm saying she's not here right now. So, I mean, and she'd be pissed that she missed it, number one. She'd be very
pissed. You can record
pissed.
It for her later. We'll do a nice Blu-ray burn copy for her. Get an upscaled 1040 Pi on YouTube or some shit.
There's your fucking Patreon exclusive. That's fucking hell.
And what's the title of that Patreon exclusive, Scott?
Scott gives Xavier Fiverr. This is what it would be. I mean, it kind of writes itself.
Awesome.
But yeah, I miss my wife. I miss my wife, but you know, we're gonna make it through this, and it's gonna be a rough week. But I wanna thank each and every one of you for being here. Belucius, Wolf 1701, Teftef, Crossbones, Technical Jim, Dewanis Perez, Giga Twin, who else do we have? Dwayne Marsh, Crossbones Koopa, I think I already said him, but just in case, we'll get him again. And Brendan Kalanen, you know what? Just to make sure, let's give he was absolutely right about the new leaks. Let's give TFW one more look-see, see if there's anything else up there. While we do that, like I said, Dwayne Marsh, thank you so much. Nope, it looks like we are done with the leaks. Gentlemen, go over to OnlyFans and check out me and Xavier's new video that'll be up next week. Scott gives Xavier a fiver. And,
awesome.
Yeah. Thank you for being here, gentlemen. Say good night.
Good fiver.
Good fivers.
Good night.
Good fivers. I'll give you a tenner. I'll use two hands.
Whoa, Scott, are you sure you want to get Lucha Libres involved?
Right on. Right on. It's like trying to swing a baseball bat horizontally. It's
no, you gotta do like you gotta interlock the fingers.
Right there. That's called praying to the pole.
But hold on. We don't know German for the safe word.